Indeed, indeed. But better than that, you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, the only really free range radio that matters. I mean, come on, let's be honest. No, I'm just kidding. Well, this is, you know, I don't know. Some of you just tune into Steel Belted Radio. So Free Range Radio is on every night, every weeknight anyway, Monday to Friday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. You got, and it's a variety of different shows. I mean, Monday you got Howard Manshine once in a while. Tuesday you got the Punks and Parkas. Wednesday you got the Dig Radio, you know. Thursday you're here for the Steel Belted, and tomorrow you got Music Director Mike. So you know it's good times. So check it out if you haven't already. Anyways, my name is Jeff. I'm here for the next hour and a half, and unfortunately my co-hosts aren't. So we'll soldier on in their absence. I've recruited a couple of heavyweights to come in and fill their parts, and I think you're going to be okay with it. Because coming up a little bit later on the show, live in the studio, we're going to have our old friend Rami Mays from right here in Winnipeg, and she's bringing along her good friend and a guy that I'm absolutely blown away by these days. Love his album, Streets of No Lights. His name is Dustin Bentall. They're playing in town tonight at the High and Lonesome Club. I think I'm going to be there. Are you? You coming down? It's going to be good. Come check it out. Or if you can't make it tonight, if you really got to get up early tomorrow, and I mean, so do I, but I mean, I'm going to go anyway. If you can't make it, then go down to Candor on Saturday for what is sure to be a great show as well. So check them out. And more on that coming up a little bit later on the show. We got some new things, though, for you. And I'm kind of glad that Terry's not here today, because if he were, I might have to admit this next thing to him. And that is, you know how Terry, he's one of the, he always brings the new music on here. Like, we always play the same crap. But the T-Bar, he's always out. He's always searching. He's always finding new stuff. And occasionally, most, I'm going to say pretty often, the stuff that he finds I don't love, which is, you know what, makes the show great. We all have different tastes, but, you know, sometimes he brings in an Anthony and the Johnsons and stinks up the room. And every once in a while he brings in something that turns out to actually be good. And I never kind of know which is which, so I don't really know whether to trust him when he tells me to go out and buy a record. So this next album, I kind of bought because Terry said it was good, and it turned out to actually be really good. The only reason I bought it was that it was dirt cheap at Future Shop, if you're wondering. And holy crap, it's actually pretty good. So T-Bar, you didn't steer me wrong. So we'll send this one out to the T-Bar out at the big stadium. If you're going to the Bomber game tonight, you go see T-Bar and tell him that. That Jeff actually liked something he picked. This guy's name is Paolo Nutini. Check this out. I really like this. It's really good. The album's These Streets.
and see if I'm only 18. We'll be right back.
was a time when the sunshine played in your soft blonde hair, reflected in your golden eyes. You leaned back your head and you laughed about tomorrow. And then it came like a new day, the sun in the sky high beam, water sparkled down the stream. We knew this could all go away, but not today. And when it did, you were better, better than the day you were born. Not quite so perfectly formed. The only wish I had that day, that it would stay just a little more time with you, with me, with you. Just a little more time with you and me. By the stream in the mountains, I promised you faithfully that I would never leave. If and when I went away, I'd still protect you. But now I'm gone, and the loose ends are strings hanging from my hands, tied to an empty land, stuck on a steering wheel in Nebraska. But I'm around, so baby, call me just before you go to bed, before you lay down your head. Or if you need an old-fashioned cry, I'm the guy. Just a little more time with you, with me, with you. Just a little more time.
That's kind of pretty, isn't it? That's brand new from John Doe, formerly of punk band X. And he also plays in the Knitters, along with Dave Alvin and a bunch of other folks. And he's got a brand new record called A Year in the Wilderness. And it's a fine one. That one features our good friend Kathleen Edwards. And by our good friend, I mean the woman who doesn't like Winnipeg or me very much. A little more time there. And yeah. Before that, we heard something new. No, it's not that new, but for the first time in over a decade, you can buy yourself a copy of the Traveling Wilburys Volume 1, and believe me, if you haven't got it or if you haven't heard it, you're missing out on something damn special. And you can go out and there's a bunch of different versions out. You can pay the extra dough for the limited edition numbered copy that, I don't know, Bob Dylan sat on or something. Or you can buy, there's a cool little three-disc package where you get Volume 1, Volume 3, and this DVD. And really, Volume 1 is all you really need, but they make you buy the other ones as well. We heard Rattled there. Before that, we heard something brand new from Bruce Springsteen and his Seeger Sessions band from a great new live record. And it's kind of a fun record live in Dublin. And that, too, comes in a couple of editions. The cheap Just CD edition was sold out, if you're looking for that one. But there's also the CD DVD package, and that was a version of a Blinded by the Light. Before that, something from a guy named Paolo Nutini, Jenny, Don't Be Hasty. And if you were listening to the Twang Trust yesterday, were you guys listening to the Twang Trust yesterday? No, you were in Lorette, right? Yeah, well, they weren't listening, but Rami Mays and Dustin Bentall over here. But big concert announcement on the Twang Trust. I don't know if you've heard about it. Everybody's been talking. Once Stu says something, it's set in stone. Coming to town, and they were just here on Canada Day last year, and they're coming back to town apparently already. Wilco. And that's not the right one. Let's try that one.
Maybe the sun will shine today. The clouds will blow away. Maybe I won't feel so afraid. Try to understand. Either way, maybe you still love me, maybe you don't. Either you will or you won't. Maybe you just need some time alone. I will try to understand everything has its plan. But either way, I'm gonna stay.
Either way. 50 suitcases.